The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Come on.
Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Sam Kwok. Sam, are you ready to do this?
Yes, let's roll.
Let's go. Sam is a serial entrepreneur. He's a real estate investor, a certified credit counselor who helps people make or save money in real estate. Sam, I'm excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, George. So just like what you said, you've mentioned in the intro, my brother and I, we're serial entrepreneurs, real estate investor, and we're in the real estate and finance space. And we've been in the space since 2014. So it's been almost about 7 years. And we started our business back in 2014 in our dorm room. Of course, people were laughing at us, right? Saying, oh, you guys should just focus on getting a job. You know, I remember one particular professor, she wasn't even a professor. She was more of a faculty member. Sat down, she's like, hey, you really need to focus on schoolwork. You know, don't get too caught up with extracurricular activity, right? So that's what she said, right? Extracurricular activity. And that's how she described the business. And yet when I graduated, I already had 75 rental doors, which means that I had 75 tenants, 75 families paying me rent every single month, coming out of college graduation, right? So what appeared to have been a quote unquote extracurricular activity, is now a serious business, obviously, and it's growing, and we've been scaling it since. But that's kind of a little summary of my the last 6 years in the business. But we could always go deep, you know, back longer for sure. There's some stories there to tell.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So you have entrepreneurial DNA, or, I mean, it seems like it's pretty fearless to what, when you're in college, do whatever it takes to get 75 rental doors. How do you explain that?
Yeah. So I think there is part of the entrepreneurial DNA in me, right? And part of the thought process is, you know what, if there's ever a time in my life where I can take risks, and even if it completely backfires, it's gonna be now, right? And during my college years, because I have a housing, right? I'm living in a dorm room. School's providing food, and I pretty much have all the safety net right there, right? So I could literally fail in the business, and yet I'd be okay. I'm not gonna lose a home. I'm not gonna lose my living. So to me, I thought, you know what, I gotta get started right now. And you know, it was around then when I learned about this whole idea of compounding effect, right? So, you know, the whole idea with compound interest and compounding effect is the earlier you start, the better your result is at the end. So, I don't know if I can explain it in a full sense of, you know, this is what happened, but all I can tell you is that, yes, part of that is in my DNA. You know, I'm very much of a go-getter and go-giver, and I justified being able to start a business in college years thinking, okay, this is now or never. You know, once I get out of college, I find myself a job and get married, it's going to get way harder for me to start a business. So that was one of the primary drivers as far as why I decided to start then.
Nice. Well, that certainly does make sense. And that's a pretty mature thing to be able to do as a college student, to be able to say, well, it's going to be harder when I'm married and I've got kids and responsibilities and bills and all that stuff. So now is the time. And if I fail, it's not that big of a deal because I can still just eat dorm food and hang out here. So
yeah, 100%.
I like it. And now, you know, fast forward, you know, however many years it's been, you and your brother are working to help people find peace of mind, financial peace of mind. What does that mean?
Yeah. And it took a while for us to really hone in on our mission and our cause. Cause it's one thing for us to have been, you know, to make money and all that. That's great. You know, my brother and I looked at each other and said, you know what, gets us up in the morning? Because if it's just for the money, it doesn't seem like it's a good driving force for us to wake up every morning and feel excited to go to work. Right. So, right. So my brother and I looked at each other. Along the way, we've been able to help and kind of share and pay it forward. All the knowledges and everything that we learned in the last 7 years. And we literally been able to see quite a few people transform into a success story because of what we've been able to do. So we started putting together coaching programs, courses, and all that, but that's great. One of the other ways we help our clients is that we actually help homeowners pay off their mortgage in as early as 5 to 7 years. So we do have a strategy that teaches people that, but really the driving force for that too is, it's not that people want to just pay off their mortgage. What we've discovered is there are these 40 and 50 year olds out there that, you know, that are married, have family, and they're looking at their retirement, they're looking at their investments, they're looking at their 401k or an IRA and thinking to themselves, holy smokes, 65 is coming around the corner and I am nowhere near prepared to retire. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like one of those things. It's not a midlife crisis, but I guess you can call it a midlife crisis in a way. But a lot of people fall into the silent panic of, oh shoot, I got to catch up, right? I'm running out of time. I look at my friends, I look at my peers who are really well off, and here I am, I'm still working. And the legitimate fear that they have is that they're going to have to continue working past 65. Right. And I don't mean this to be disrespectful or insulting in any way, but they don't want to be that guy at Walmart at 70 years old door greeting. Right. Cause they don't have the financial strength to be able to take care of themselves. So that probably is the fear that runs through everyone's mind. For most people, and we want to help them, pay off their mortgage faster, but also be able to help them with things like real estate investments to grow their wealth. And all of that ties back to, okay, how can we help them be at peace with their finances, not just themselves, but also their family and the continuing generation from there. So that's what it means for us, my brother and I, to go out there and our team to help American families achieve financial peace of mind. So that's where it all comes from. And that's the story.
I love it. And that's a very real thing. I think that while you may look good in blue, that doesn't mean that you want to wear one of those Walmart vests. And there's probably other things you'd rather be doing with your time when you're 65, 70 years old than working as a greeter. So I think that's fair. And being able to give people peace of mind is one of the most valuable things you can give them. So that you've discovered and figured out a way to do that, that actually works. I think that is an incredible thing.
Yeah. Notice I didn't say we want to help make boatload of money, right? It's one thing to say that, right? Like millions and millions of dollars, but like some people are just at peace at making $15,000 a month, and you know they don't have to be a billionaire, right? They don't have to have a yacht, and they don't have to have a fancy home. They just want to know that they can live their life to the fullest extent without hindrance, right? Without having to worry, without having to necessarily feel like they're being chased down by the next bill. So that's the real goal, is not to necessarily make, I mean, I have a lot of clients that want to make millions and billions, but some people don't. So that it's that distinction, right?
Yeah. I think that makes a lot of sense. And you and your brother have had immense success. And how did you take the information that you learned from doing it when you were a college student and now essentially scaled that to, I don't know how many people you've helped. I'm sure thousands.
Yeah.
How'd you figure that out?
Well, so let's step back a bit more. Cause I think the secret to success and the scaling and what keeps us tenacious even today, it really comes from our immigrant background. And this is something I haven't mentioned yet, but my brother and I are immigrants. Well, we've we've come here when we were 7 and 5 years old. So this is back in 1999. So if you do the math, you'll figure out how old we are. But you know, we saw our parents move here and they struggle. And you know, being a 7 and 5 year old, you really don't comprehend what struggle means. You can't conceptualize it. It's hard to see it. Like you think everything's just normal, right? Sure. Everything as you see it and feel it and think like this is all just life. You don't really have a frame of reference as far as, oh, we're poor or we're not poor or, oh, we're struggling or we're not struggling. So, but looking back, right, seeing my parents struggle, the language barrier, the cultural barrier, but yet they kept persevering and breaking through. You know, just even get to this country, right? The whole process of getting a visa and getting documented. We were denied, long story short, in a span of 2 years, we were denied 11 times for our visa to get to the United States in the first place. Right. So like one after the other, like we apply for a visa, we get denied. We apply for the visa, we get denied. Like it just, we get denial letter after denial letter. Now, most people.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
In denial number 5 or 4, they throw up their hands like, you know what? Screw this. I'm done. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to the United States. I'm sticking around, right? I'm going to do my best at where I am, right? But I think my parents understood their mission and purpose to where, you know what? I don't care what it takes to get there. We'll constantly just keep on applying until we get a yes, right? So basically, seeing that as a 7-year-old, right? That becomes normal for me. Right. So if you're a parent watching and listening, like your kids are watching, right? So me as a 7-year-old, I watched that and thinking, oh, if you want what you want in life, you better keep on knocking. You better keep on banging down the doors and continue to get what you want. Right. So I've learned that. And of course, throughout the next decade or two, my family still struggled. We had our challenges and seeing all that helped me even make my belief about perseverance more concrete. But fast forward, this is what I come back to all the time. This is my mantra: is whatever you want to achieve, if you give enough time and energy, it will be done. It can't be accomplished. And I would have never thought that my brother and I would have built a multi-million dollar organization and we've been able to help thousands of people. And I never imagined that, but you know, I just kept going, right? Going back to that mantra, if I gave this enough energy and time and focus, then I know I can achieve it. We can make it work. We'll figure it out. But I think most people surrender too quickly to where they don't, you know, they work so hard and they just need to, they're a few steps from their goal and achieving it. And they just throw up their hands and like, you know what? I'm done. I quit. And now it becomes a waste of time for them, right? So that's been the secret for me to have grown the organization to now even scale to where we are at. That's pretty much where I would say that's the secret thing right there. You don't have to be the smartest person in the room. You don't have to have an IQ of 150. If you're just stupid enough to go and keep on doing it, you will achieve it.
Just the right amount of stupid is key to keep
100%.
Keep banging your head against the wall day in and day out, believing that that hard work pays off because you saw your parents do it.
100%. Yeah.
I love it. I think that's super powerful. And I think it is inspiring. That immigrant mindset sounds like that's certainly an essential thing. And the perspective that we have, the way that we view the world and opportunity and hard work, it sounds like that's really what informed and help you to kind of go through the tough times. What's next for you?
Yeah. So honestly, you know, just constantly helping more people to break out. And that's the thing for us is how do we reach more people? And that's it. I'm a guy with the, you know, with the faith background. So I'm always asking God, hey, give us a bigger megaphone, right? Give us a better team and give us a better megaphone. Like we need to be able to reach more people, and we would love to be surrounded by talented individuals, people who have the same passion and the heart to go serve people. And so that's the next thing is how do we surround ourselves with the smartest and the most brightest and the talented people to accomplish this mission and this cause. And then how do we reach more people? Whether that's through social media or just by presence. So that's our next biggest thing. We firmly believe that it just needs to be a continuing evergreen mission, even when we're not around anymore. So, yeah.
I love it. And you and your brother are very, very active and successful on YouTube and other social media platforms. How are you thinking about that? Are you still excited about it? Do you see that landscape changing?
Yeah, I know there's a lot of talk right now, especially with like Elon buying Twitter and social media being really noisy. One thing I've learned very quickly in social media, there's a lot of noise and there's a lot of distraction. You know, I'm guilty of it. Sometimes I could be on my desk looking at Facebook reels and YouTube stories, right? Sure. So I got to like yank myself back into like being focused and being able to work. But one thing has been clear is that if you got to be a producer of content, not a consumer of content, right? And so, you know, sure, like my brother and I will still watch things just to kind of be aware of what's going on and we can be part of the conversation. But I think the secret to really any product of value is you have to create content. And if you want to be an agent of positive change, then, you know, positive content, content that expire. I think one inspiration we get a lot, although he's not necessarily in our space and like, has almost nothing to do with what we do, but Mr. Beast, right? Jimmy is an inspiration as well because he's like close to 100 million subscribers on YouTube now. But he's a guy, he's an agent for change, right? Mm-hmm. He's going out there giving people money and doing all kinds of cool charity work. So yeah, so the point I'm making there is be an agent of change, produce content, not just consume it.
I love it. I think that might have been our difference-making tip, but Sam, the people are ready for that difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Yeah, so I keep coming back to the you don't have to be the smartest person in the world, and I think this is so true based on my observation of coaching thousands of people and just looking at the psychology of, okay, what makes certain people tick and go and what makes people just stay stuck. And a lot of times the people that are stuck, they don't necessarily have an exterior limiting factor. It's almost always interior or internal blockage somewhere. It always comes back to one, I'm not good enough. Two, I don't want to look stupid. That it usually comes back to those two. So if you feel like you have a goal or you want to achieve something and you have a vision and it's just, you don't feel you feel like something's stopping you from propelling forward. Although logically, if you look at your situation, nothing really is, then you probably have to get into more of an introspective mode and looking at yourself and saying, okay, do I actually feel like I'm not enough to be able to do this, right? Is this too good for me? Or am I afraid of looking dumb and stupid in front of people? And believe me, like when my brother and I first started the business, there were so many moments where like we probably looked really dumb and stupid to a lot of people. And so don't be afraid of looking dumb and stupid because you'll never achieve anything in life when someone else is someone else, like when you're afraid of someone else, what someone else thinks of you. And so what's crazy about that also is that person is probably afraid of you and afraid of what you would think about them, right? So while you are fearful and worried about what that person thinks of you, that person's doing the same thing to you. So like if you get into that shift of frame there, that is freedom, right? Because then now you don't have to worry about what other people think of you. You just do it. You just go. You just be who you are and express yourself. Because if you don't, you know, God gave you a very special talent and a gift, and to not share that is the ultimate selfishness in the world. And I that's what I truly believe. So I guess that's my little golden nugget, if you will, right? For kind of a finish move. But that's my belief for everyone listening to this podcast, and hope that they'd be inspired by it.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets, come on, Sam, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you and how can they engage with you?
Yeah. So honestly, I know I'm going to sound like an old guy, but go on. You can connect me on Facebook. I do have a Facebook page. And also if you, make it to the YouTube, I literally read almost every comment on YouTube, although it's not really healthy, but I do anyway. So go to one of our videos, comment, hey, I've been on George's podcast, you know, and I'll give you a shout out for that.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Sam your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Find him on Facebook and on YouTube. I'll list all of those and the other spots. You can find them in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Sam.
All right. Thanks, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.